poems by James Tate from his collection Return to the City of White Donkeys, read and produced by Michael Goldsmith. A more prosperous nation. When I went out to weed my garden, I found a wild baby in it. It snarled at me and I ran. I had read that they were becoming a problem in this part of the state. No one knew where they came from, but they were known to be incredibly quick and vicious. I went back in the house and locked the door. Through the kitchen window, I watched it eat a dozen tomatoes. Then it threw up and started eating more. It was a disgusting little creature. The article I had read advised shooting them on sight to stop the epidemic. The creature was eating my flowers by the fistful. Then it rolled around in the dirt, laughing. I dialed 911 and reported the wild baby.
"Stay in your house. Do not leave your house,"
the woman said. 2 minutes later, there was a squad car in my driveway. The officers got out with their shotguns. I didn't want to watch the slaughter, so I went into the living room and picked up the paper, but of course I couldn't read. I waited tensely for the explosions. I waited and waited, but there were none. I went to the kitchen window and looked around. There were no officers in sight, and no wild baby. I walked around the house, peering through each window. Nothing, save for the police car in my driveway with its cherry lights still turning. Of course, I'd been told not to leave the house under any circumstances, but this was too much. I didn't own a gun, so I grabbed a long, sharp kitchen knife. Near the garden, the grass was stained with blood, and there was evidence of a tremendous struggle. I was shaking as I prowled around the house. I figured the baby had eaten the two policemen and would now be quite huge, but perhaps would be sleepy too after such a giant meal. It couldn't still be hungry, or was I kidding myself? I finished circling the house without incident. The officers were sitting on my door stoop having a smoke. "I thought that thing had eaten both of you," I said.
"Nice place you've got here," one of them said.
"That wasn't a real wild baby," the other one said. "That was just a baby someone didn't want. They're a dime a dozen. Most of them learn to get by on their own, but of course, some don't make it."
"What about the blood in the yard?" I said.
"It took a bite out of my ankle. Nothing serious," he said.
"And where did it go?" I asked.
"It was too fast. We didn't see where it went. It'll probably be back, but it's nothing to worry about," he said.
"But it's my home," I said. I need to feel safe. My garden."
"Share the bounty," the first officer said. "You've got plenty to go around.
They're only babies, you know."
The Prehensile Tale. I turned on the local news. A baby was spotted crawling up Interstate 91. Police had received over 20 calls reporting the child, but were unable to find it when searching the area. No one had called in and reported a lost child. A truck driver said he had narrowly missed it and nearly wrecked his rig.
A woman said she passed over it before she knew what it was. Everyone spoke of the child as it, which I guess is okay. The police said they were still searching for it, as was an ambulance unit and a dog catcher. I thought the child was surely dead by now, as night had fallen and it was cold. Surely a parent would have noticed. The child must have had a fine old time while it lasted. Such dazzling excitement, enough thrills to last a lifetime, at least a very short one. I really admired the little sucker. Most people are afraid of their own faces. Yeah, I'm not saying they shouldn't be. We're our own worst enemies, isn't that what everyone is so fond of saying? But I digress. The child, this baby, described by several of the motorists as being approximately 9 months of age and wearing only a diaper, was heading north on the southbound highway and was said, by some, to be laughing. Police cautioned motorists to travel at reduced speeds and be on the lookout. There were other stories too. Corrupt politicians, a shootout in a downtown bar, a house burning down, the weather, not good, sports, all ending with some inane jokes between the anchor persons. I was just going to make dinner when my phone rang. It was Daniela.
Did you hear that story about the baby crawling up 91?
She said. Yes, I said, it's awful. That baby's probably dead by now.
I don't know,
she said.
I don't think that's an ordinary baby. That could be one of those satanic babies. Nothing can destroy it. It could be on some dreadful offensive.
Ugh, Daniela, nothing could be further from the truth, I'm sure. If anything, it could be the Messiah come to save our souls, and in his own purity and innocence, he disregards the fatal dangers in his path.
Kevin, you are such a Pollyanna. I should have known you'd come up with something like that.
But where are the parents? That's what I want to know, I said.
Satanic babies have no parents, or if they do, the parents are glad to get rid of them,
she said. Maybe the parents were murdered or killed in a car wreck, and the baby escaped, and no one knows they had a baby, and the baby's just trying to find them, and now it's going to get killed because the police are too inept to find it. Daniela, we don't really know anything for sure. Maybe it wasn't even a baby. Maybe it was a possum.
A satanic possum?
No, our savior with a long, naked, prehensile tail, I said. The next day, the baby wasn't even mentioned on the news. And nothing in the papers either. If it was headed for the North Woods, I think it made it. In its own sweet time, it will make its plans known. Cyclops would have been better. The child's left eyelid wouldn't open, so we captured some urine from an old goat and froze it into a small cube. Then we held the cube on the eyelid for 23 minutes, and sure enough, it was cured. Shortly after that, the goat died, but we see no connection. It seemed to be natural causes. The child always was strange, and nothing could change that. We tried sending him to military school, but that was a mistake. The last thing he needed was more strategies for winning wars. And besides that, he was kicked out for firing a rifle almost constantly. We even hired a lion tamer, and while he did teach him to leap through a hoop of fire, the tamer quit after 2 weeks, suffering badly from a number of scratches. We brought in a Swami, and he observed Stanley, our son, for several days before declaring Stanley the Messiah. We started looking at Stanley in a new way, and the sad part is, we agree that he may just be the Messiah. But We don't like him.